Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
If you believe that all life is created by God, is precious, and should be protected from conception until natural death, then take heart. The news regarding Planned Parenthood just keeps getting better and better. 2 weeks ago, we talked about the Trump administration defunding Planned Parenthood to the tune of $60 million. Planned Parenthood filed suit, but the court allowed the defunding to remain in effect while the underlying lawsuit moves forward. It was devastating, and just the latest in a series of setbacks experienced by America's largest abortion provider. Planned Parenthood's response was swift and ruthless. Their board called a secret meeting and promptly fired their own president, Dr. Leanna Wen. The resulting row turned a public relations problem into a public relations nightmare. Wen, the first doctor to lead the organization in over 40 years, thought she was being hired to improve women's health care. Nope. When it comes to Planned Parenthood, it's all about the abortions, and Wen was fired because she was not political enough. To her credit, Dr. Wen did not go quietly into the night. On her way out the door, she made it clear that Planned Parenthood uses the comprehensive women's health care narrative to soften their abortion at all costs and for any reason philosophy. Add to that recent statistics that trend in our favor, and it spells rough seas ahead for the abortion giant. 21 states have now passed limits after 20 weeks, and 40 states limit the practice to physicians only. Montana, unfortunately, is not one of them. In fact, a lawsuit winding its way through the Montana courts would allow even nurse practitioners to perform abortions. 33 states now have laws requiring informed consent, and 27 of those go even further and require a mandatory waiting period. 40 states have parental involvement laws, and Montana's is currently being challenged by Planned Parenthood in district court. 48 states have now passed laws to protect rights of conscience for healthcare professionals who want nothing to do with abortions, and 24 states have implemented enforceable health regulations on clinics that perform abortions. 24 states require an ultrasound before an abortion is performed, and 39 states, including Montana, have fetal homicide laws. 30 of those protect children from the moment of conception. All of this is great news, but it gets even better. 41 states allow civil lawsuits for the wrongful death of an unborn child, and a whopping 89% of all counties in the United States have no abortion clinics whatsoever. While there are roughly 1,500 abortion providers in the United States, the good news is that there are over 3,000 faith-based crisis pregnancy centers. As I've said before, a U.S. Supreme Court justice once said that abortion is settled law. I would argue that as we look at the statistics, the issue is anything but settled in the hearts and minds of the American people. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.